driven to be the best.
The veteran-owned Ted Miles Motors in Atascadero.
The cars you want, the people you like.
Serving you for 49 consecutive years.
Just plain good deals without the hype.
Ted Miles Motors, same location since 1975.
Selling cars the way it should be done. And giving you service that's second to none.
Driven to be the best.
Ted Miles Motors, in business for 49 years, has sold over 13,000 vehicles and is the longest established used car dealer in San Luis Obispo County. So whether buying or selling a car, truck, van, SUV, motorhome, or classic car, visit their easy-to-navigate website, TedMilesMotors.com, or their showroom, 7380 El Camino Real in Atascadero, next to Farrell's Auto Repair.
Driven to be the best!
Ted Miles Motors, Atascadero.
All right, gentlemen, this is Emmitt Smith on behalf of Depend, and I've got the perfect play. Run straight to your doctor's office for a life-changing catch. Because when prostate cancer is caught early, it's up to 99% treatable, and one blood test might be all it takes. And now through November, Depend is donating to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for select purchases. Talk about a great play.
From September 1st to November 30th, Depend is donating 40 cents to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for Depend Shield Guard's RealFit products purchased in the U.S. up to a maximum of $300,000 void in Mississippi.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar Strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect? Please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Was talking. Kamala was talking on the site of the KKK rally in 1924. And Joe Biden decided, you know, we've been talking about this since Kamala became the candidate by whatever means. Joe Biden keeps popping up at the strangest times at the White House to hold press availabilities, which he never holds, while Kamala is holding rallies that are being covered live by CNN and MSNBC, right? And if she's doing an event that's being covered live on cable television, suddenly Joe Biden is, you know, in the Roosevelt room, bring the cameras in. And it's been hypothesized, theorized, it has been.
The carpets may be worn, the lounge chairs may be sagging, but the spirits are high, and Boyd's Tobacco and Elkin Gifts continues to offer the very best selection of premium cigars, pipe tobacco, and accessories on the Central Coast. Visit the Old World Smoke Shop, known as Boyd's Tobacco and Elegant Gifts, 625 Spring Street in Paso Robles. It is as good as there is.
Savings and selection are going on right now at your camping and clothing headquarters for the North County, D&J Camping and Clothing. Wrangler men and women's Western shirts, 20% off. Flannel shirts starting at just $29.95. $10 off Carolina, Wolverine, and Georgia work boots. And at D&J Camping and Clothing, you'll find a great selection of Levi's 501, 505, and 517s, women's wear, and of course, special orders are always welcome at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, October 30th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles Police Department arrests suspect from shots fired incident. $60 million awarded to San Luis Obispo County for railroad improvements. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs right around 70. It's 34 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Paso Robles police officers received a report of a male yelling on the 500 block of Oak Street yesterday morning at around 8:33 a.m. A release by the department says the witness reported hearing multiple gunshots in the area. On arrival, officers made contact with the witness, who reported seeing a male leaving the area in a black SUV prior to their arrival. The release says officers located the vehicle about one block north of the initial location and identified the man inside as 41-year-old Francisco Gutierrez, who was hiding in the back seat. Police found a firearm and spent shell casings inside the vehicle. He was arrested and detained without further incident, charged with negligent discharge of a firearm. This morning, KPRL News received an update on this incident. The department says Gutierrez was carrying a ghost gun and was under the influence of a controlled substance and alcohol when officers arrived. The department also says they learned a female victim was fleeing from Gutierrez and drove to Paso Robles to escape. Gutierrez tracked her to a short-term rental unit on the 500 block of 5th Street, but she fled prior to his arrival. Police say Gutierrez arrived at the short-term rental, banging on the door, demanding entry, and eventually firing 6 rounds from a pistol outside the home. Nobody was hit. Charges have been added to Gutierrez's arrest: stalking, possession of a firearm while under the influence of a controlled substance, and DUI. His bail is set to $1 million. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo, in cooperation with private landowners and other agencies, will be performing a series of prescribed burns around 30 minutes east of Santa Margarita at the intersection of River Road and Park Hill Road. The burns will manage hazardous vegetation on approximately 112 acres of land and will go through Friday, November 1st. Smoke may be visible in the area east of Santa Margarita. $60 million in funds awarded to San Luis Obispo County for railroad improvements. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. SLOCOG announced the California Transportation Agency has awarded $1.3 billion in funds to statewide transit and intercity rail programs. The County of San Luis Obispo will receive around $63 million from these funds, awarded to improve its coastline along Monterey, San Luis Obispo, and Santa Barbara counties. SLOCOG says these funds will go to improve signaling and track improvements at the San Luis Obispo rail station and near Paso Robles. Other improvements include a new rail station in downtown King City and connecting the rail station and Fort Hunter Liggett by bus. The next steps for the Bob Jones Gap Closure Project was discussed yesterday morning at the County Board of Supervisors meeting. On August 20th, a vote to use eminent domain on approximately 1.2 acres of land for property owned by Ray Bunnell failed to pass, with the board directing staff to return to them with an alternative plan for the project. Staff will work with the California Transportation Commission and SLOCOG to realign the project to be adjacent to the US 101, avoiding the Bunnell property, and allowing Caltrans to handle construction of the middle section of the project while county works to complete the bookends. Here's some of the highlights given by staff on this project going forward.
Caltrans has proposed a way for them to fund construction of the bike path in their right-of-way, and then how we would close the gap in segments A and C here using the existing county ATP grant. So we would, with our grant, we would fund A and C, and then with the Caltrans and SLOCOG contribution, we would fund segment B and have a fully closed gap from the existing trail segments. We're not asking for you to approve a plan today of how we're going to accomplish this. We're asking for you to approve a proposal that we can bring to the CTC that would be palatable for them to approve.
Supervisor Debbie Arnold had concerns about the financial commitment of this project and would later dissent in the vote. Here's Supervisor Debbie Arnold on this item.
You know, I've always supported the Bob Jones Trail, the finished pieces of the Bob Jones Trail, and I know how much people enjoy it. But at a time when we haven't been able to put very much money on our roadways, and we have so many of our citizens constantly calling about problems with their roads, and we know our roads are the shape of our roads is diminishing with time, and we haven't been able to we haven't been able to keep up with it. So it's hard for me to say, you know, let's just make this the priority over all of our other commitments to transportation in general, and kind of have a blank check ready in case we need it for this when we haven't treated our roadways.
The board voted 3-1 to approve staff completing a proposal they believe would achieve approval from the California Transportation Commission. Supervisor Debbie Arnold dissented in the vote, and Supervisor John Pichon recused himself from the item. The Paso Robles Main Street Association is looking for volunteers to monitor barricades during its safe and fun trick-or-treat event on Halloween. This event will take place in the downtown area in Paso Robles on Thursday, October 31st from 4 to 7 p.m. Street closures include 11th and 12th Streets from Spring to Pine Streets, Pine Street from 11th to 12th Streets, and Park Street from 12th to 13th Streets. To volunteer, you can call the Main Street office at 805-238-4103. Elementary school students at Almond Acres Charter Academy raised funds during the month of September for Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. A release by Almond Acres says the students raised a total of $520.32. The students sold bracelets and hosted the Be a Change coin drive during September. Administrators at Almond Acres said actively participating in Childhood Cancer Awareness Month presented an excellent opportunity for our students to recognize and discover that each individual carries an invisible backpack filled with experiences and challenges we may not be aware of. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo announced they have reached a significant milestone in its quest for designation as a Hispanic-serving institution. The requirement for this designation is maintaining a 25% Hispanic-Latino student enrollment, which the university says they have achieved for the first time this current quarter. Currently, Latino students make up around 29% of the incoming undergraduate class. Cal Poly says achieving HSI status will unlock access to resources and grants that will help deepen support systems for Latinx students. Daylight savings time will end this Sunday, November 3rd. Clocks will shift back 1 hour beginning at 2 a.m. Remember to adjust your clocks and alarms accordingly. In sports, Major League Baseball, for the World Series, the Yankees beat the Dodgers 11-4. The Dodgers still lead the best of seven World Series 3-1. The series resumes tonight at Yankee Stadium for Game 5. If necessary, the teams will play Games 6 and 7 at Dodger Stadium beginning Friday, November 1st. And in the NFL, Thursday this week, the Texans will face the Jets. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:17. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Governor Gavin Newsom announcing more than $800 million in state grants for 37 jurisdictions to deal with homelessness, acknowledging the public's impatience about showing progress on the issue.
No one is naive about the challenge of this issue. No one is naive about the public's perception of our progress in this state. No one is denying how angry people are.
Over the past 4 years, the state has spent $17.5 billion on homelessness. Critics vocal about a lack of transparency and tangible results. Eric and Lyle Menendez would like to be released from prison before Thanksgiving. Defense Attorney Mark Garrigo seeking clemency from Governor Newsom.
If they were the Menendez sisters, they wouldn't be here. They had more jurors vote for manslaughter than murder when the abuse was presented in trial the first time.
LA Police Department activating a command post to keep celebrations safe and peaceful if the Dodgers win the World Series tonight. Yankees won last night 11-4. Jeff Scott, California News.
Stream the best of British TV on BritBox. Watch captivating dramas and gripping mysteries, whether it's entire series of massive hits like Sherlock and Vera, new seasons of originals like The Responder, starring international Emmy winner Martin Freeman, or an extraordinary selection of beloved treasures featuring Idris Elba, Jodie Comer, Matthew McFadyen, Benedict Cumberbatch, and more. Only on BritBox. Watch with a free trial at BritBox.com.
Have you heard you can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free? Good news! With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Enjoy shows like The Daily, Up First, and Consider This, available ad-free on Amazon Music. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/ad-free. That's amazon.com/ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, Jean. This is Anne. Remember, my parents were so stressed out when they couldn't pay their bills? We are so relieved. We found Attorney Rossi on Spring Street in Paso. He knows his stuff. He explained all of my parents' financial alternatives for free.
Rossi didn't charge you?
No charge. Rossi offers a free meeting to help guide people who have money problems. He says good people get into tough situations and need help. He said there are solutions to getting people out of debt, ways to save people's homes from foreclosure, and sometimes cancel tax debt and stop lawsuits and stop harassing creditor calls. Rossi says about a quarter of his clients don't need legal help to deal with their overwhelming bills.
Is he a debt consolidation attorney?
No, he said debt consolidation is usually a poor choice, but he does help clients settle lawsuits out of court. Sometimes it means filing bankruptcy, and sometimes there's other ways.
Rossi Law is right here in Paso on Spring Street across from Wells Fargo, and he offers a free initial consultation.
KPRL News continues at 8:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. A Sacramento County student was among six student members selected to guide the National FFA organization for the coming year. Abigail Jacobson, a former member of the Elk Grove FFA chapter, was elected Western Region Vice President. She was elected last week during the 97th National FFA Convention and Expo in Indianapolis. Each year, FFA delegates elect a president, a secretary, and four vice presidents who will help set policies to guide the future of the Youth Leadership Development Organization, which has more than 1 million members. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. CHP reports there is a traffic collision with unknown injuries on the U.S. 101 southbound lane just north of Stagecoach Road. One vehicle hit another while going down the Cuesta Grade, then hit the right-hand shoulder guardrail, and then veered across both lanes to hit the center divide. CHP says both vehicles are pulled into the right-hand shoulder at the base of the grade. CHP has a unit en route. This incident was first reported at around 8:14 this morning. No further information is available at this time. Again, there is a traffic collision with unknown injuries at the base of the Cuesta Grade on the U.S. 101 southbound lane. Both vehicles are parked in the right-hand shoulder. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards have been made within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, offering brand-name tires at competitive prices. Visit AmericanWestTire.com. Sunny today with highs right around 70, northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 30s, west-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with highs in the upper 60s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Friday, cloudy skies on Saturday with about a 75% chance of showers early in the morning, clearing up to sunny skies on Sunday and Monday, then mostly sunny on Tuesday, sunny on Wednesday next week. Low 70s Friday, mid 60s on Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday, low 70s Monday and Tuesday, then 75 a week from today. Currently it is 34 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by American West Tire and Auto. Taking appointments to service your car, truck, van, SUV, or RV. Call 805-466-3121. KPRL News Time is 8:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened narrowly lower and then turned higher. The economy appears to be holding up, though not at the level predicted for the summer quarter. Third quarter gross domestic product rose 2.8%. Americans are still buying. Consumer spending rose 3.7%. And payroll processing company ADP reported more new jobs from private employers this month than anticipated, 233,000. Meta Platforms, Facebook's parent company, and Microsoft earnings both come out after the Wall Street close. Shares of Google's parent Alphabet are up more than 5%. It continues to see strong demand for its cloud computing. Kraft Heinz sales dropped in recent months. Shoppers continue to look for discounts by switching down to private label brands. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
With Cybersecurity Awareness Month winding down, LifeLock wants to remind you to update your software. These updates are used to patch up security issues that identity thieves can exploit to gain access to your personal info. But for comprehensive identity theft protection, there's LifeLock. LifeLock alerts you to more uses of your personal info and fixes identity theft issues that arise. Start your 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use my name as your promo code, Clay.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Kenny Enney. True excellence requires hard work. When we fail to enforce discipline or uphold standards in our schools, we fail our children. The class of 2024 had a 94% graduation rate. But when 52% of them failed to meet standards in English and 77% of them failed to meet standards in math, we have failed as a community. We owe it to our students to challenge and inspire them to new heights. Help them to be excellent. Vote for Lauren McCoy, Hunter Breeze, Leo Castillo, and Kenny Enney for PRJUSD. Not paid for by any political candidate or committee.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association presents the annual Downtown Paso Robles Safe and Fun Halloween, Thursday, October 31st, 4 to 7 p.m. Trick or treat with downtown merchants and trunk or treat around the city park. Don't forget to take a picture with the witches. Downtown Paso Robles Safe and Fun Halloween, Thursday, October 31st, 4 to 7 p.m. Admission is free. For more info, call the Main Street office at 805-238-4103.
This is Andrea C. Strand, president of the Central Coast Taxpayers Association. The cost of living is too high, and Proposition 5 would make it worse. Proposition 5 makes it easier for politicians to raise taxes on homes, apartment buildings, and businesses. That means higher housing costs and higher prices. Vote no on Proposition 5. Stop the tax increases. Watch the mail for your ballot and vote no on Proposition 5.
Ad paid for by Central Coast Taxpayers Association Issues Committee. No on Prop 5.
Paso Robles High Theater Company, Paso Robles Lions Club, and Paso Robles Youth Quest is presenting Ghost Stories. And now through the end of Halloween, which would be tomorrow evening, and it runs from 5 to 8. It's on Spring Street across from the Paso Market Walk, and the maze's first hour is dedicated to all ages, and then the hours 2 and 3 are focused on a little bit scarier experience. So enjoy and help out the Paso Robles High Theater Company, Lions Club, and the Paso Robles Youth Quest. Tickets are just $7 for 10 and under and $10 for those 11 and older. Enjoy. Again, that runs through the 31st.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
Greetings everyone, Jim with Roosters Firearms here, bringing you some great specials. With fall in the air, Roosters Firearms designates this month of October as Glocktoberfest. So come on in, pick out a new Glock handgun, and take 10% off the price. Sorry, this deal does not apply to the Glock Law Enforcement Blue Label Program. Also, for all of you who've heard my last radio ad, I had home defense shotguns on sale for $199, and we sold out. Great news, we're restocking them now for the same price. And the 1,000 rounds of 9mm brass cased range ammo is still on sale for $309.99. This ammo was made by the largest ammo manufacturer in the Czech Republic. It is factory fresh with clean burning powder and fully reloadable. We also sell it on the 50-round boxes, but the 1,000-round case is the smoking deal.
Hi, this is Terry. So Jim used up all of our commercial radio time, so all I get to say is I'm looking forward to seeing you at 98 South Main Street in Templeton.
Crime Alert with Nancy Grace is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Doris Espinoza Rodriguez and boyfriend have an argument. She indicates she wants to harm herself. So the boyfriend and his children try to calm her down. She produces a knife and declares she will go out in a bang and attacks the boyfriend and the children, ages 14 and 10. A jury convicts Doris Espinoza Rodriguez, 2 counts attempted murder, aggravated child abuse with a weapon, and felony battery. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
If you live in Paso Robles and plan to vote in November, your police officers and firefighters associations urge you to vote yes on Measure I-24. I-24 is simply a continuation of a half-cent sales tax we are already paying, and the money raised has funded more than $78 million in road repairs. If I-24 fails, funding will be directed away from police and fire, resulting in fewer officers and firefighters available for emergencies. Voting yes on I-24 is a vote for public safety.
Escape into autumnal bliss at Spa Allegretto as the air turns crisp, rejuvenate with their special October offer. New members join this month to receive half off your annual spa membership. Call 805-369-2524 and mention this offer at the time of booking. Offer valid through October 31st, 2024.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center in Atascadero, now celebrating their huge 36th anniversary stove, insert, and fireplace sale. Paso Robles police officers responded to a report of a male yelling on the 500 block of Oak Street yesterday morning, with a witness later saying they heard gunshots in the area. Officers made contact with 41-year-old Francisco Gutierrez, who was under the influence of a controlled substance and alcohol. He was found to be in possession of a ghost gun and had spent shell casings inside his vehicle. He was arrested and charged with negligent discharge of a firearm. His bail is set to $1 million. Slocalk announced the California Transportation Agency has awarded $1.3 billion in funds to statewide transit and intercity rail programs. The county of San Luis Obispo will receive around $63 million from these funds awarded to improve its coast rail line along Monterey, San Luis Obispo, and Santa Barbara counties. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs right around 70. It's 34 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center. Visit in-store at 7485 El Camino Real Atascadero or online at stoveandspa.com.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. One of the last big economic reports before the election is in. Gross domestic product.
2.8%, and the estimate was 3%. So it came in weaker than expected, and this is weaker than the quarter prior.
Consumer spending was up 3.7% annually.
It looks like consumers did continue to spend in this quarter. Businesses also continued to spend in the quarter.
Fox Business correspondent Cheryl Cassoni. Vice President Harris says it's time to turn the page on the Trump era.
I will work every day to build consensus and reach compromise to get things done.
Her campaign says more than 70,000 people showed up for her speech in D.C. Former President Trump in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Every problem facing us can be solved, but now the fate of our nation is in your hands.
America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Susie Anderson. A Better Atascadero supports Joey Arnold, Jody Taylor, and Corinne Coonley for school board. We need school board members whose top priority is teaching reading, writing, and math, and not pushing personal social agendas. Vote for Taylor, Arnold, and Coonley for Atascadero School Board. Paid for by A Better Atascadero.
Ah!
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Paso Robles Radio Shack is located at 1171 Creston Road, number 109, since 2018. The National Radio Shack organization is back, providing us with new and additional inventory. This month, we are featuring the supersonic AM/FM shortwave cassette radio with USB, SD card, and Bluetooth input at a price of $34.99. We are also featuring the Nebo flashlights that we have in stock for 14% off. Having received more AA 36-pack alkali batteries, regularly selling for $23.99, are on special at $12.99. This is along with the great customer service, repair, and installation services we provide. Paso Robles Radio Shack, located at 1171 Creston Road, number 109, since 2018.
Shop local. Shop Coast Electronics, your Radio Shack dealer in Paso Robles, San Luis Obispo, and Morro Bay, where the knowledgeable staff and team of technicians are ready to serve you, all with a smile.
Love shopping for fresh foods and local products that are good for you and the planet? Become a member owner of the soon-to-open Paso Food Co-op. Each membership brings the co-op one step closer to opening its doors. A food co-op is
like shopping a farmer's market every day,
offering a unique shopping experience for the whole community. Support your local farmers, food purveyors, and artisans by joining Paso Food Co-op. Learn more and join today at PasoFoodCooperative.com.
North County Weather. Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window master. Some clouds and sunshine, 70. Couple of clouds tonight, overnight lows right around 40, upper 60s, partly cloudy Thursday. 70, partly cloudy Friday. AM showers, about a 75% chance on Saturday, then highs in the mid-60s. Sunny Sunday, upper 60s, low to mid-70s, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. Today's UV index will be 4, up and down. 7:24 a.m., 6:10 p.m., we're at 36 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built in. Coming up this afternoon, Karen and Dan on Sound Off, talking about the media and the latest issues as they continue with local media supporting Ty Lewis. Also discussing the new Netflix documentary and the allegations the Zodiac Killer taught school in Atascadero. All right. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us on this freedom of speech, which is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. Call them at 805-466-6188. On the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, 238-KPRL.
There she was, just walking down the street singing
The Morning Exchange.
Alrighty, because we started it yesterday, we continue to today be regarding on your rights. Your rights, what do you think the most important rights are? And general consensus is the freedom of speech. Speech, because that includes quite a few things. And that is, among them, religion. Religion. So it's extremely... Okay, on this, on the email, First Amendment is number one with a bullet for a reason. Our cherished right to speech, i.e. press, religion, to assemble and petition, are paramount to our society as we know it. Should government, from local to federal, take any of these rights away, we will be hard-pressed not to invoke our Second Amendment right as citizens. And it goes on. The Paso Robles City Manager, Mayor Hammond, council members Gregory Roden and Roden are trying to silence not only Bausch, but candidates Rivera and George, not to mention all Roblins opposed to their corruption. The city manager and Mayor Hammond's false accusations of a conspiracy against them is just one example of trying to shut down our freedom of speech. Vote to protect America and our constitutional rights. All right, so you have some thoughts on all this, the email, or just in general, on the important rights. The rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We've heard those. They are, well, are they guaranteed in the Constitution? Because some of your rights can be taken away, depending on your behavior. Like if you're a 41-year-old idiot and decides to shoot somebody or something at 8:30 in the morning, and you're already high and drunk at the age of 41, what kind of rights should they have? Well, the Constitution, well, you know what? Losers are losers. That's pretty simple. Well, speaking of losers, let's go here. Winners and losers regarding money. Money in the, for example, the Paso Robles City Council election. Sharon Roden raised almost $30,000. And contributors, name one or two, House Builders Association of the Central Coast and We Power California Pacific Gas and Electric Company employees. Chris Beal just rounding this off, $12,000, and Linda George about $2,000. In the District 3 race, Steve Gregory has raised $37,000. Contributors include Triana Winery, Home Builders Association of the Central Coast, and others. And let's see here. And that was it. In Atascadero, Charles Barbeau has raised about $7,000. That's for mayor. And Tori Keene, almost $20,000. And contributors include the Atascadero Democrat Club, local union from the plumbers. Seth Peek has raised almost $13,000 from various. And let's see here. Mark DeRiz, almost $13,000. So a little bit of cash being tossed around, but that's people's money to do what they want to do with it. So just thought I'd let you know regarding that. Also, what else do we have here? Somebody called in yesterday and when Eric was on. And they asked a question. I forget the tone of the question, but it had to do with the construction work being done on Capistrano Avenue, and the potential for interfering with people being able to get to the recorder's office there to drop off the thing. And you know, was it deliberate? And somebody again, I forget if it was Eric or his guest, mentioned, well, you know, they plan these things out ahead of time, and, you know, who knows the reason. But I do find some of these road improvement projects with signs, well, I don't know if suspicious is the right word, just before election. We see them on, although there's no construction going on, but we see it on Golden Hill Road, the signs there, and I can't help but wonder if some of it isn't deliberate. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. You know, about your issue with the rights, and which is the most important, and this is not to take away from your question at all, but it seems that it's a bit erroneous because none of them work without the others properly, because as it was formed, our Constitution, the founders knew that they were all basic human rights that should work together, because one won't work with the other regarding a government. Some of them with the government are not. And other than slavery in this country, I mean, we've abolished it, and we abolished it through, I would guess, the Civil War. And there's still a lot of slavery going on around the world and other places. But the human rights, government or not government. So I don't think that one particular right can stand alone without the others, effectively.
Well, to an extent, yeah, they do connect. However, let me point out something, that the United States was one of the few countries that went to war to end slavery.
Correct.
It's matter of fact, I have a book at home, and it lists, you know, within X amount of years of countries that abolished slavery, when it gets to the 1860s, the United States, boom, 600,000 people are dead. But that's a whole different subject. But yeah, you're right that they do connect. But if you had to lose one, which one wouldn't you want to lose?
Well, that's a different question, and that's off the top of my head, I wouldn't be able to answer that right away because I'm not that quick on my feet. But you're right; that'd be a better way to put it.
It's a loaded question.
Yeah, and a person doesn't want to lose any of them because it's already been established that there are such, you know, in the psyche of our lives and our being. So,
well,
no, you're right. That's
okay. So,
way to put it, and I'll ponder that.
You said that people don't want to lose them, but do people want to take it away from us?
Absolutely. There's people that want to take them away because it's happening now, just like you said earlier in the program, other segments. It's happening now. And that's what they're trying to do under the auspices of lies. It's all they do is lie. It's just strange how there's sociopaths that back, you know, that have ample funds and money and a way to raise money to get groups to do that. And through the, you know, the last 30 years of brainwashing of the youth, that's what happened. And it's going to take another 20 to 30 years to straighten it all out. Trump is going to be able to kickstart whatever needs to be kickstarted, but he's not going to fix everything, you know, not in 4 years. Those people on what I call the other side are already, they're looking 12 years down the road on what they're going to do in regards to trying to uprise or do what they're, if their plan doesn't work this trip around, because, you know, I believe, I didn't know much about J.D. Vance before, but I think he'll be in an elected and then be an incumbent and have a two-year presidency. But after that, who knows? We don't know.
Well, but it depends on the you know, what they get done.
Right, but I'm just banking on that fact. I mean, because listening to him and listening to Donald Trump together, I think would be a lot better team, way better team than he was with Pence, because Pence was basically a milquetoast and he was a counterbalance for the character of Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Well, again,
anyway, the way you put it there, which one wouldn't you want to lose? That's plenty to ponder on.
Well, again, it may be the same scenario, though, that they get connected. All right? So if we lose our freedom of speech, that is huge. However, part of the reason why we were able to gain all these rights was because of the force we were able to inflict on England.
Okay, so maybe let's say at least pick religion for one. You were talking about that a little earlier, and that can go underground, I would reckon. I mean, it did before, you know, before our free country was discovered and developed. So maybe religion would be one. I mean, I wouldn't like to see that. I'm just throwing it out there. You know, what would go underground that would be able to certainly still function?
Well,
even though it's not.
You know what's interesting about what you just said about underground is, wouldn't religion be considered something that's very private to each individual?
Absolutely. Religion is private to, you know, practiced, organized or not. Well, spirituality would be considered a non-organized religion, but religion, being practiced organized, has been practiced underground, and it is, what I want to say, like you said, individualized.
You know what's, again, I don't know if I'm connecting this. So we have people in this country who want to shut down religion and religious gatherings and so forth, where, because this is my personal belief, that religion should be extremely private. But that's, you know, that's me.
Yeah.
However, this same group that wants to shut down people's religious public displays, they're okay with exploiting people's sexual preference, which I also think should be private. So why aren't they consistent?
Well, like everything else, any protesters or any upsetters want to do is pick and choose, and you just pick the low-hanging fruit. And so that's basically what it is. There's another one. The right to congregate, I guess, falls under free speech. So, I mean, look at what falls under free speech, the burning of our American flag. When the first time when I was a little kid or a teenager and saw that happen, I was like, what? I didn't know you could do that. And they just did it, you know, and that, you know, was considered free speech or expression. So where do you draw that line?
Well, I think the Supreme Court has ruled on that. Hello. Hello.
Yeah, are you there?
Yeah. Yes, you're back. We lost you for a second.
Sorry about that. Anyway, I'll let someone else get on the line, and thank you very much, but that's a good way to put it. I'm going to think about it, what you said.
Okay, take care.
You too.
All right, on the email, morning, Kevin. So in 2016, us conservatives were called deplorable. Then in 2020, we were called racist. Then as of yesterday, Biden calls us garbage. What's next? Bottom feeders? Come on, people. Well, sometimes you just have to consider the source. In these types of situations, as we were talking last hour, yeah, they can call the conservatives, the Republicans, all kinds of names. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know in your heart what you are and what you're not. I said, character is more important than reputation. And, you know, the old expression, sticks and stones may break my bones, and et cetera, et cetera. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL this morning here on The Right Choice. Let's see here. Well, I guess as the, let's go back to the phone lines. Thank you. Hello, you're on the air. Well, perhaps try again. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Am I online?
You're on the air.
Oh, I'm calling in reference to that show on Netflix, you talk about the Zodiac?
Zodiac Killer.
Well, yeah. Well, I remember Mr. Allen, because my brother was had him for fourth grade. And I remember it because I was in kindergarten, and I remember that everybody liked him, and all the kids would go to his house on weekends and ride go-karts, and I remember being so jealous as a little kid that they would go over there and ride go-karts at his house.
Hmm. Well,
that's about the only memory I have. But I remember what he looked like, but yeah, I remember that.
Well, when you say he was very nice, a lot of these killers, when people interview them, they say he was nice. Ted Bundy, John, who was the guy who did the, he dressed as a clown and did kids shows.
There's all, but I just remember you saying, and I was watching that show, and I go, oh my God, I remember that guy.
Hmm.
Anyway, I thought I'd call in for a reference for that. I haven't talked to my brother about it. I don't know if I want to talk to him about it.
Well.
But I thought it was kind of a weird deal, huh?
Yeah.
How close we were to him.
Yeah, no
and
kidding.
And then his killing stopped when he went to Ash for child molestation
for
4 years. And then when he came out, the killing started again.
Oh, that was timely, huh? Well, we'll find out more this afternoon with Karen. But, hey, thanks for calling in.
You betcha. Bye.
Bye. Hi, good morning. Hello. That's the same person. Maybe it's a Zodiac killer. I don't know. Yeah, who's the one? John Wayne Gacy? Was that the one? Hi, good morning. You're on the air.
John Wayne Gacy, is that?
Are you there?
Yes, we are.
This is a completely unrelated subject. Baseball. I'm going to propose a change to the rules, and I want to see what you think. The half swing. The half swing drives me nuts. If you don't break your wrists, you should not be charged with a strike. What do you think?
Let's see here. The rule stands that if you cross the plate, right?
Correct.
I probably would go with the wrist, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's... I wonder if they've ever considered that. Anyway, I'm a Dodger fan, so go Dodgers, and we'll leave it at that, okay?
Well, no, that's all right, because my brother and I have been texting each other during the games, and we both agreed that we wanted the misery of us Yankee fans to be over last night. We didn't want to prolong the torture.
You know, in my mind, I never believed that the Yankees would lose last night. I knew they would win. And I don't know the rules, but I don't think players get paid anymore if it goes beyond four games, do they?
Yeah, I don't know. They just, you know, they all get the World Series share. I thought the Yankees were done when they lost the game on Friday, the first game on Friday night, because of that stupid decision by Boone to put in Cortez.
Yeah, they made several bonehead moves in that game.
They did, and they're not a, you know, even last night, although they pounded the ball, they made several mistakes on the bases. And I've said this all year, they're not good defensively, they don't run the bases that well, and they miss too many balls when they're swinging.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens tonight. It's been extremely painful. Let's just put it that way.
All right. Have a good day. Bye.
Okay. Thanks.
By the way, you are correct. It is John Wayne Gacy that you're thinking of.
All right. Did they show him a picture of him there dressed as a clown?
Not an immediate Google search. It doesn't know.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Freddie Freeman had me thinking the Dodgers were going to sweep the Yankees last night.
Well, I know. I can't give you the exact language my brother and I used when he hit that home run, but we were texting each other, and when Volpe hit the grand slam, I thought, well, okay, they're probably going to win this game, and then tonight we'll see what happens, because Flaherty's pitching tonight against Cole, and Flaherty.
Okay.
Flaherty was consistent, then he was inconsistent, then he pitched a beautiful game, his first time out in the series, so we'll see where he's at tonight.
Right. Did you see the man holding up the sign for Freddie?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, Freddie's, man, that guy's something else.
Yeah, no, as much as I obviously want the Yankees to win, you have to, even though he's beating your brains in, I think you have to admire and give him credit for it. I mean, he's doing it on, the biggest stage there is.
Right. I believe he has the most homers in World Series.
Consecutive World Series games.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. That's it. I didn't stay up for the whole game because I go to bed early, but did they come back and say what, other than those guys being thrown out of the game, those two idiot Yankee fans?
Oh, yeah, I see now. It looks like they're going to break Mookie's arm off.
Well, I hope they are banned for a long time from attending baseball games.
Yeah, they immediately ejected them, but, yeah, that's not good when you got someone pulling on a player's arm like that, basically ripping it off. That's not good.
Yeah, the other thing is, how would you like to pay $1,000 for a game and get thrown out after the first couple of innings?
That's terrible. That's what I think every single time I see these guys getting thrown out, especially when it's in the beginning of the game. It's like you spent all those thousands of dollars just to get thrown out.
Yeah, plus they're going to have to pay more for the fines as well. So, all right, sir. Hey, thanks. It was fun. Got to go. We're out of time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Elementary school students at Almond Acres Charter Academy raised funds during the month of September for Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. A release by Almond Acres says the students raised a total of $520.32. The students sold bracelets and hosted a Be the Change coin drive during the month of September. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo announced they have reached a significant milestone in its quest for designation as a Hispanic-serving institution. The university has achieved at least 25% Hispanic-Latino student enrollment for this quarter, which must be maintained to qualified. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs right around 70. It's 39 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, sound off Karen, 1230 to 2. Her and Dan will talk about the media and the latest issues with the local media supporting Ty Lewis, and also discussing the new Netflix documentary and the allegations a Zodiac killer taught school in Atascadero. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, the small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.